With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we discuss a subject that the Mark Wyatt Show has done before, and I want to continue to bring awareness to Rett syndrome. We have families that I have interviewed, that I have talked to as they live with Rett syndrome, and their children are so special, and they understand that their children can understand just like any child, except they're basically imprisoned in their body like a person with ALS, very similar, because they know what's happening around them. And we have some very precious children that we have recognized through the Mark Wyatt Show. And I wanted to extend that to Rett University. And so right now I have with me the co-founder of Rett University, Rett U, Susan Norwell. She's the lead Rett education specialist, as well as Courtney Barnum. And she is an education specialist as well. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Susan and Courtney.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Glad to have you both. And as we talk about your passion for Rett syndrome, where did it come from for you, Susan Norwell?
So when I first went into private practice, I had a young lady that was diagnosed with autism. And but she seemed a little different. And I knew I could teach kids with autism to read and to write, to do all kinds of things. She could not use her hands. She did not speak. But she used her eyes really well. And after she recovered from the chicken pox, she had a terrible regression, she started wringing her hands. And I realized that she did not have autism. She had Rett syndrome. Now, the interesting thing is at that time, everybody on the planet was saying that the girls did not advance past 18 months. And here I had taught her to read words. I had taught her to do some writing. I had taught her to communicate. And I was just standing there kind of waving my hand going, wait a minute, we've been wrong. And so at that time, lots of people started bringing me their kids because I started speaking. And Rett became my passion. My passion is because they're underestimated. People think that they can't do. And I know that they can do.
Now, the way you worded that, Susan, made it sound cut and dry pretty easy. But I'm imagining when you came across and said, look, we can do what we didn't think we could do, was there any pushback on that at all?
Oh, there's still pushback. Yeah, there was a lot of pushback then, but there's still pushback. I mean, there are still doctors that put into their slideshows that the girls are severely cognitively impaired. And I go, what? Why? Haven't you ever seen me speak? What's the deal here? And there are schools that still treat kids that way. And there are still parents that we have not reached. So every time I go into a country, every time we, Courtney and I, do remotes in a country or get to speak in another country, we're making changes in countries. When I went to Holland, and the girls didn't go to school. They were in daycare all the time until we had this big event. I spoke and people said, okay, we are going to get our girls in school. And now a movement started within that country that the girls go to school. So changes never happen fast, and they don't just happen because I said so.
It just took that first step. And then it sounded like families who believed in their children, who knew that there was something more, then started taking advantage of Rett University and what you offered so that they could see the young people that they loved and cared about so much flourish.
Yeah, I think that largely the advances that we've made in Rett have been because parents push. It's a very unique parent population. Mm-hmm. And so you can't start a Rett University if you don't have parent support. It was a parent that helped me start it. You don't have people taking your courses. You don't have people doing remotes with both Courtney and I if you don't have parents that believe in their kiddos or their adults. I mean, I have somebody who's 50 years old who got her first device. So it is a, it's an amazing group of people that we're working with, not just the children and adults, but the whole family group and the group of parents, how they are so giving and at the same time so dedicated to making sure that their kiddos can do as much as they, you know, as they possibly can.
And Courtney, as an education specialist, where does your passion come from when it comes to Rett syndrome?
Rett has actually been a part of my life my whole life. I don't know a life without Rett because my older sister lived with Rett for 51 years. And so I grew up in a, you know, of course we grew up in a time when, you know, the schools and all the opportunities the girls and boys have now were not available. So she was kind of my, you know, my friend and my best friend who we didn't talk, but I knew she was in there. And as I went through, that was my dream job, was to work with kids who couldn't talk because I wanted to know what my sister could say. And I was lucky enough to meet Susan and go to her training. And I think we said in 2015, and I walked up to her and I said, hey, is it too late for my sister? She's 48. And Susan said, it's never too late. And then I said, I want to be when I grow up. And she laughed at me. And then I said, no, I'm dead serious.
And I'm so glad because I'm getting older and I look behind me and I need to have somebody who's going to keep carrying the torch.
Yep. And because of her, I got to talk to my sister when she would turn 50. And I got to hear her say, I love you. And I got to hear her tell me off. So, you know, it's kind of cool. So that's where my passion comes from.
As I listen to you both, Susan and Courtney, I believe you're both pioneers because if you think about, Susan, where you came from to start Rett U, and then for you, Courtney, to have a sister and to know that there was something that you needed to do for her to bring out her as a person, because how was it that you knew, Courtney, that she wasn't, as the medical community was saying, that she didn't have these cognitive abilities? What was it about her that allowed you to see a little deeper?
There's five kids in our family, and we are all very inappropriate, I guess is the best way to say it, very sarcastic, very funny, you know, we're goofy, we tease each other, and we actually didn't even have the Rett diagnosis yet, because Christy didn't get diagnosed until she was 21, but we were at her 18th birthday, and my brother was teasing her, and she was laughing, and I remember, I was 8 years old, and I remember saying to my mom, the doctors are wrong. And my mom's like, no, they're not, honey. I said, mom, they said that Christy is a baby. Like, she's 9 to 12 months. Mom's like, yeah. And I said, babies don't laugh at sarcasm.
That's right. You have to be smart to have a sense of humor.
Right.
Wow.
And so that was kind of when it started for me, where like the pretty much all of us, my family, all my siblings and stuff, we just started talking. We talked to Christy like she her age, and she would laugh at us and she would smile and she would, you know, she would frown at us when we made inappropriate comments that she didn't like, you know, and that was kind of what led me that way.
Like, don't say that again. Say something different. Mm-hmm. But she understands right. what you're saying. So this device called Toby has been an incredible communication device. So your sister was able to use that, Courtney, as well?
Yes. I was able to trial one with her for 3 months. And she did amazing on it. We were actually in the process of funding it. And unfortunately, she got sick. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Susan, where did the idea come from to use Toby? I know that you had to take that step to say there's something more here. What was it that led you to the device to say that this is what's going to work?
So it's really interesting because I was working a lot with kids with autism that had no language. And so I was pretty steeped in AAC and alternative and augmentative communication. But when I started working with Rhett, the whole scuttlebutt, you know, was about eye gaze, and I knew nothing about eye gaze at all. But, you know, Toby, lovely people that they are there, said, you know, this woman's working with Rhett. They saw me speak at conferences, and they said, we're going to get one in her hands so that she can play with it and figure it out. And I met this guy in England, Hector Minto, who just was amazing. He worked for Toby. He's no longer with Toby, so it's Microsoft. But he was really a kind of a groundbreaker. And he saw me speak and said, wait a minute, you're doing something with this device that nobody else is doing. And so between the two of us, kind of like landing me in England and in different places, but just kind of us bouncing ideas across each other as we really got pushing this and really got it out there for the girls. He was with the company, so he had that platform. And I had, at that time, I didn't even have Rhett U yet. So I had, you know, a little later I had Rhett U. But I think that because it gave people the opportunity to have access, it's always been about access for the girls and boys with Rhett. It wasn't that they didn't have anything to say, they didn't have a way to say it. And iGaze started out being horrible. I mean, just horrible. It was inefficient. It had to be plugged in. It was a huge monstrosity. And as they became more portable is when I kind of came on the scene. So I came on at just the right time. And I love technology. So I'm a bit of a tech geek. So that was perfect for me. So then I could create fun things for them to say and ways to interact. And I have a lot of training in Greenspan, who is just a brilliant man who really talked about how to relate to children and be interactive. And so between those skills and the tech skills, you know, a career was born, basically. I mean, that's kind of what catapulted me. Besides knowing that they were smart and being able to teach them, that having this expertise in technology has really been helpful. And Courtney's the same way. I mean, she really knows how to use the device. She knows how to interact with kids. She's got that same sense of fun that you have to have, because what you have to understand is that everything they do, the kids do with Rhett, is 10 times, 20 times harder than it is for us. So I always say we need to bring our A game, and it better be a fun game.
Love it. I love it. Speaking of fun, on February the 25th, Rhett U coach Courtney will be at the Disney Princess Half Marathon. That is exciting. And that's, of course, how I found out about you, was seeing this post from the Girl Power to Cure organization. And they said, hey, Courtney's going to be doing these one-on-one consults with these families. That's great.
Yeah, this is actually will be my 10th year running with Girl Power to Cure. I have done different versions of the race every year. Last year was COVID. Nobody came. The year before, I actually ran all three races, the 5K on Friday, the 10K on Saturday, and the half marathon on Sunday.
Whoa. And then I picked her up off the ground. After only wanting to run one race, I ran just one. I picked her up off the ground and went, honey, really?
That's what a guru does.
That's right. We root for you. Well, and she's not mentioning that she did one of the races helping push somebody in their stroller.
That was a couple years before we did.
Yeah.
I got to push my friend Charity, her daughter Skylar, in her first half marathon.
Excellent.
Huge. Yep.
We'll talk some more about that in the next segment if you'll both stick with me. Right now, we're talking to co-founder of Rhett U, Susan Norwell. She's also the lead Rhett education specialist, and also Courtney Barnum, who is an education specialist with Rhett U. And we're going to continue this conversation because I want to continue, just like Susan and Courtney, I want to bring awareness to Rhett syndrome, and I want families to know what to look for. I've heard of misdiagnoses before, and so we want families to be equipped to be able to handle Rett syndrome if that is something that they find in their life. So I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like. Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. We're discussing a very important issue to me. Because when I first found out about Girl Power to Cure and I knew families who were affected by Rett syndrome, I wanted to be part of the effort. I wanted to be part of a solution for these families. And that's why the Mark White Show dove in headfirst to Girl Power to Cure and became part of that effort to try to help families and be a vehicle for them. With that said, I have on the line right now Susan Norwell, who is the co-founder of Rett University. She's the lead education specialist. And then I also have Courtney Barnum, who is an education specialist with Rett U as well. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Susan and Courtney.
Thank you.
Susan, did I say that right? We want to make a difference. We want to bring awareness.
We do, because there are very many misdiagnoses still today, which I find to be kind of, in America, at least, I find that to be a bit appalling. But if you are noticing that your child, around 9 months, 10 months, stops using their hands, has difficulty, you know, kind of gets cranky, because when they're regressing, they get really cranky. But it starts usually with the hands. And then you notice that they may have a few words, but they have a few words and then they lose them, or they don't acquire language. And they may be dysregulated a lot. They may have trouble staying calm. New things may get them upset. They're just not, if it's your first child, you probably aren't as well versed in what it should look like. So it's a little bit harder. But if it's your second kiddo, you're probably sensing something's wrong around 9 to 12 months. Don't take no for an answer when you go to the doctor. I think that's the important thing. I don't know why doctors hold off. There's a genetic test for it now. They can do a blood test and find out if you have it or don't have it. It's not like it used to be, that where it was just a clinical diagnosis. So when they discovered the gene, that was a groundbreaker. So I just feel like the sooner that people understand what the disability is, the sooner people like Courtney and I can get in and say, hey, don't lose hope. I did a meeting with a family. They only speak Spanish, just new to America. Their little girl just got diagnosed, and the doctor told them every horrible thing imaginable. Yeah. And the first question the mother asked me is, how soon is she going to die? You know, that is not the focus. That should not be the focus, because there are some kids that die early, but many, I have 50-year-olds, I have 40-year-olds, I have 30-year-olds I'm working with that are learning how to read and write and use a talker, and, you know, that are having full lives and going to school and having friends and, you know, being part of a community. And so when a parent hears that, they have the tendency to go home and just put their kids in front of videos to keep them happy, which makes it much harder for Courtney and I to teach them. So we would really like parents to know right away, the minute they come out of that geneticist's office, or the minute they come out of that neurologist's office, that we've got, there's a handout we have. We just would love to get it in everybody's hands so that they could say, whoa, wait a minute, there's some hope here. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not trying to sugarcoat the whole scenario. But there are positive, positive things happening.
I was picturing this as you were talking. To put it in perspective for someone who's listening that may not be affected by Rett syndrome directly, if they were to have a health issue and they went to multiple doctors, they went to nurse practitioners, they went to, say, natural remedies and trying to figure out what it is that's the matter with them, and they kept getting a question mark, they didn't get an answer, maybe they got some answers, but it didn't fit what was happening to them, and ultimately it would be easy for that person to lose hope after going to several people, and then this one more person that they need to go to, and they do go to them and find out, this is what you have, sir or ma'am, and this is how you go about the next steps to treat it. And that's the way I look at it with what you're doing through Rett U, is that a lot of these families have gone through the ringer as they have investigated, they've Google searched, they've gone to doctors, they've gone to nurse practitioners and all these different avenues that they've taken. And you're bringing back that hopefulness for the family. And I'm sure, Susan, you've been in this long enough now to see that light go off in a family, to see that hope build inside of them because they feel like they're finally on the right path.
Yeah, I just feel, you know, I just feel that in the medical profession, they're so used to being able to fix something. And when they hit something they cannot fix, they give the diagnosis, they give them the bad news, and they walk out the door. The thing I'm grateful for at Girl Power to Cure is we not only fundraise for a cure, we are working with the kiddos to get them ready for the cure. And when you can give parents concrete things to do, and a way for their kids to say, like Courtney, for you, when you heard your sister say, I love you. I mean, every parent wants their kids to say that. It's just, it's intrinsic in us as parents. And when kids tease their parents or tell them to be quiet or tell them to go away, all of that is what kids say to their parents.
Yep.
You know, and so when you can bring that to a family and you can encourage them in their child's ability, they become more confident as parents to parent a child with special needs. And that's also a great thing that we're able to do, because we just don't work with the kids. We're also working with the family.
Yes. And that does go back to the one-on-one consults that you're doing, Courtney, with families. And I know that it's outside of the marathon, but also within the marathon, what you're offering through RetU for families to be able to have this consultation.
Yeah, we Susan and I have, just for the past couple of years, have usually offered, you know, some kind of, you know, whether it be a training or one-on-ones. And so Susan is doing it virtually this year because she is staying in Chicago for the run. But I will actually be over in Orlando, and we have, I have different slots set up so the parents can sign up. And some of our newer parents who may be, like, for example, one of our families, their daughter has just gotten diagnosed. She's 5. She was actually misdiagnosed. And she's coming to use a device with her daughter for the first time and see how her daughter does with the device consult with me. Yeah.
I know, that's so fun.
It's so exciting. It's like the best thing ever. I'm so excited.
That's incredible.
So we, you know, right, with if their families who maybe have not been experienced to eye gaze, I have the devices with me so that they can try it. If they do have experience with eye gaze, usually the parents say, you know, we're working on this, or we're not sure how to do this, or how can I do this, and we videotape it so that not only can they watch it again, but they can also share it with their team. And a lot of the times, because of the support that Susan and I put in place, we get answers and we get, you know, interactions that maybe school or teams might not have seen because they're not putting the right supports in place.
Yes.
And so the parents can now take that video back and say, look how Courtney did it. Look how Susan has done it. Look what my daughter did, or look what my son did. And that way it can kind of help the school teams as well.
To understand, Mark, one of the favorite things that Courtney and I do, we have a once a week meeting. And part of our meeting is we brag on our girls and boys. Is that not the best part of the week? Really? Is Courtney will tell me something that her kids are doing, and vice versa. And we're probably, you know, like the only two people where this would be like the highlight of our week. But it is, because it's this excitement, this joy, this problem solving, this collaboration. I'm blessed that Courtney decided to leave her school job and come with us, because, you know, that was just the best news I ever heard in my entire life. As excited, I think, as the parents do. And sometimes we're more excited in the beginning, because I think parents sometimes are a little leery to get excited. Like, should I be excited? Is this real? Is this really happening? And we just bring them along.
And that's understandable. I could see where a family would be reluctant if they've been told certain things, or they've been hopeful before, but once they see what you're able to do, I just imagine what a wonderful feeling, as you mentioned, being able to brag on these boys and girls, these young ladies, young men. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Susan, while we're on the line here, I want to make sure that people who are listening know exactly how to get in touch with RetU. Because some, of course, aren't going to be able to make it to Orlando to the Disney Princess Half Marathon, but a light may have gone off in somebody's head today, and we want to make sure that we send them exactly where they need to go if they have questions, concerns, anything that you all could handle through RetU.
Okay, so I'll give the website. Courtney, you give your email, because you're the contact for all things RetU. Our website is RetUniversity, one word, .org. And when you get to Rett University, you will not only see stories and videos, you will see courses that you can take about various topics about Rett that are for pay. But you will also see a huge amount of free classes, free, like, short courses. We do a webinar a month where we're doing a topic that's for free for anybody who wants to hop on Facebook with us. During COVID, the entire year of COVID, we did a less than a week so that people knew things that they could do with their kiddo while they're locked in the house. And we basically have them all posted on our site, because we really want to be a support to families, not just out there fundraising. We want to be a support to them in their life as they walk through this life with kiddos with Rett, in terms of educating them and having them ready for a cure. It's coming. The cure's coming. But I don't want any kid ever saying to me, how come you never taught me to read? You know,
right.
I can talk now, but I can't read and I can't write. So We're all about that. So, Courtney, tell them how they get a hold of you, because you are the linchpin.
Yes. Yeah. And really quick, just so everybody knows, Rhett is R-E-T-T, because I do know that we sometimes have people who mix it up with, like, Rhett Butler and spell it R-H-E-T-T, so it's R-E-T-T. And my email is Courtney@gp2c.org, and it's Courtney with a K.
Spell the whole thing there for me, dear.
There you go. K-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y at GP. C.org.
Right, those are the initials for Girl Power to Cure.
Excellent. Yeah.
And we don't just work, Mark, really quick, we don't just work with kiddos with Rhett. We actually work with pretty much most kids with more complex needs.
Okay.
So while we do speak with, you know, Rhett is in our name, we have both worked with children of different levels of ability and work with all kiddos that we possibly can.
Found over time that the specific things that we've learned about Rhett can be very helpful to other complex children.
Yes. Okay.
So like cerebral palsy, kids with cerebral palsy and CBI, kids with autism, kids with Angelman.
Spinal muscular atrophy, Down syndrome.
Right. And then all the variations of Rhett, CDKL5, yes. There's some variations on the theme there, but all very similar to Rhett. And in defense of schools and professionals, Rhett is 1 in 10,000. It's a very rare disorder. So I can go into a district that's a huge district and say, okay, how many kids with Rhett have you seen? And they can say, none. You know? So
yes.
It is rare, but it's, and I think that's why it's so misunderstood, is they get lumped with a lot of other kids when they're very, very unique. Very unique.
Well, and I appreciate the fact that you went more specific on the types of children, the type of children that you get to visit with there at Rhett University and help, because we tackled Down syndrome here on the Mark White Show and cerebral palsy, and we've had a lot of different young people that have come through, and I believe after this conversation, it sounds like you're able to help some of those families as well.
Yeah, we're both master's level special educators. So we have a lot of tools in our tool belt. I've been around the block a few more times than Courtney, but not a couple decades more. But but that's a good thing, because it's always good to have somebody younger who's going, wait a minute, what about this and what about this? And we're always, what about this?
Good.
Now,
right.
I don't think, I'm not the same person I was a month ago. She's not the same person she was a month ago. We keep evolving and learning as we go. And we often say to each other, if we don't keep learning, then we should stop doing what we're doing.
It's a team collaboration.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
Susan and Courtney, I appreciate the fact that you took time to join me here on the Mark White Show today to discuss this very important work through Rhett U. And Courtney, I hope you just have a great time running 5Ks and 10Ks and walking and flopping on the ground. And I hope somebody's there to pick you up, since Susan's going to be in Chicago. We're going to have a plan B for that.
Yeah, I'm going to be running on a treadmill in a nice warm club doing my 10K.
That's great. Well, we appreciate both of you joining us here on the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, really. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Co-founder Susan Norwell with Rhett University. She's lead education specialist, along with Courtney Barnum, who is an education specialist with Rhett University. I hope that this conversation has helped you, and maybe there's someone in your life that you start thinking, I need to contact Rhett U. I need to contact Girl Power to Cure and find out if this is something that we've wondered about. Maybe it is. I hope that would be the answer, the solution that you're looking for. I can't tell you, but at least we brought it to the forefront today so that you can make that determination and get in touch with the avenues that can help potentially. Here on the Mark White Show, we recognize difference makers like Susan and Courtney, and we want to continue to recognize difference makers, and I hope that you are encouraged by this show. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing in our communities around the country and the world. Follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and then subscribe to the various podcast platforms. We're out there. You can look up the Mark White Show and subscribe. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.